that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Luc Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
But that's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Tuesday, September 7th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. CISA to your customers, ask these questions, including your financial health, and you're not returning to the office this year. This is the Business of Tech. On Thursday of last week, CISA released its Risk Considerations for Managed Service Provider Customers paper. This one is too big to get lost over a long holiday weekend, so it's my first story. The paper is specifically focused on customers and three organizational groups within them. First, senior executives and board of directors in what is deemed strategic decision-making, procurement professionals called operational decision-making, and network administrators, systems administrators, and frontline cybersecurity staff for tactical decision-making. Let's focus in one area. What should an MSP provide to an organization in advance of contract award? The list includes detailed guidelines for incident management, including the MSP's incident response responsibilities, warranty information, compensation for service outages, and plan to provide continuous support during a service outage. Remediation acceptance criteria that define the steps the MSP will take to mitigate known risks. A statement from the MSP on how data from different clients will be segmented or separated on the MSP's networks. And documentation of the MSP's financial health, performance record for other clients, and disclosure of any previous legal issues. And that's just the contract basis, as the tactical guidance includes such items as understand the supply chain risks associated with your MSP, such as network security expectations. Create a baseline for system and network behavior to detect future anomalies. Continuously monitor network devices security information and event management appliance alerts. And appropriate monitoring of the service provider's presence, activities, and connections to the customer network. Now, why do we care? Frankly, if you're delivering IT services, you should be reading and processing this guidance. These are the questions customers will and should be asking you. Take a moment here to consider, are you prepared to show financial health to your customers? It's not an unreasonable requirement for a business, one who believes technology is a critical component of their operations, to ensure that the vendor they work with is financially sound before transferring responsibility of that resource. How about the monitoring of your service within your customer's network? I've mentioned monitor the monitor as a concept before. If a customer asks to do this, are you prepared? I've quipped recently that there are specific tools that I, as a customer, wouldn't want in my network. Then what? Large consulting firms are ready for these questions. With the overwhelming majority of providers less than $5 million in revenue, are they? As we return to work in the U.S. from the long holiday weekend, I'm revisiting the recurring theme of reopening. With the New York Times headline, Why You Might Not Be Returning to the Office Until Next Year. Uber is the latest company to delay reopening into January. The factors at play for leaders to consider, per the article, the uncertainty about variants, vaccine mandates, increasingly vocal employee demands, and potential labor shortages. If you want to dig into this topic, Wired has a similar piece with a UK slant to it as well. That piece also highlights the concern that the longer the work-from-home model sticks around, the less and less likely people will want to return to the office. Security is a concern, too. Only 21% of a recent SunGard survey say they are fully confident their infrastructure security can support long-term remote work. Now, why do we care? The network security angle is a bit obvious and important, so I included it. Do that, and let's focus on the additionally higher value stuff. I believe that the shift to a dispersed workforce is done and isn't going back. The real value is in helping customers be effective. In these two pieces, much of the conversation is with HR, not with IT. This is business process consulting, and that work is far more valuable than simply setting up remote workers. On top of that is skills training for managers, how to manage employees and workloads remotely. At this point, I'm writing off most plans for returning to the office in 2021 entirely. Rather than chase a moving target, I'm focusing more on ways to embrace the different rather than cling to what was in a hope it may go back. All the signs point to that not happening. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. I have a feeling that CISA piece, that's going to be a recurring thing. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.